Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Sources close to the Illinois governor's campaign say Democrat J.B. Pritzker will announce he's seeking a third term at a series of events later this week. But a campaign spokesperson would not confirm that. Invitations are circulating for events in Chicago and Springfield on Thursday, but they're light on specifics. There are no term limits on governors in Illinois. Republican Jim Thompson served four terms from 1977 to 1991. The state health department says Illinois has its first human case of West Nile virus this year. The CDC confirmed the virus in a person from southern Illinois who was hospitalized over complications from their infection. IDPH says this case marks the earliest onset of illness observed in the state since 2016. West Nile virus has been confirmed in 19 Illinois counties so far in 2025. Last year, there were 69 confirmed human cases and 13 deaths. The latest from the Marvel Cinematic Universe drops tonight, and the series Ironheart ventures into Chicago's South Side. The show spent several days filming in the city. It follows a teenage genius who has built her own Iron Man-like suit. Ironheart was produced by Black Panther director Ryan Coogler and created by poet and screenwriter Chinaka Hodge. Hodge told the Chicago Sun-Times that the series let her explore her own connection to the city.
I've come to Chicago a bunch in my career, and I consider it a second home. Even before Ironheart, I was there as part of the Poetry Slam community. And I wanted the feeling of how I felt when I landed on the ground in Chicago to be there. I find Chicago to be full of the hardest working, most brilliant, most scrappy, most beautiful people on earth. And so I wanted to do justice by that.
The first three episodes of Ironheart drop on Tuesday on Disney+. Ferris Bueller's iconic vest has a new owner. The costume from the 1986 cult classic sold Tuesday at a Sotheby's auction. The price tag? Little more than $279,000. According to Sotheby's New York, there were 11 bids on the geometric pattern vest. It was worn throughout the movie by actor Matthew Broderick as his character cuts class and explores Chicago for the day. Pre-sale estimates put the value of the vest between $300,000 and $600,000. The Chicago White Sox are approaching the midway point of their season, and they're on track for a third straight 100-loss campaign. Despite it being another disappointing year, White Sox general manager Chris Getz says things are looking up.
We had objectives coming in that we really wanted to focus on. They've done a pretty good job in executing that, but we know that there's more that needs to happen for us to really turn the corner and accelerate some things. So obviously, when you look at a record like we have, you're not too happy about it by any stretch, but there are some positives that we can hang our hat on and continue to move forward.
Getz pointed to young players like Miguel Vargas, Shane Smith, and Grant Taylor as examples of players coming up through the minor league system and finding success in the big leagues. But it's been tough sledding as of late for the Sox. They've lost 10 of their last 12 games. You're listening to The Rundown. For some people, this month's Pride celebrations come with mixed feelings. President Donald Trump has issued a series of executive orders targeting transgender and non-binary people. He's also ramped up his aggressive mass deportation campaign. So for transgender migrants seeking asylum in the United States, life has become even more dangerous and unpredictable. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga met up with a transgender woman from Venezuela who's facing uncertainty.
On a recent morning, Tere proudly shows off the furniture she got at a great discount when she first moved into her two-bedroom apartment on Chicago's South Side. She's carefully curated her living room. There's a matching gray carpet to go with the sofa. Tere entered the U.S. legally in 2023 when Joe Biden was president, and has a pending asylum case. WBC is not using her full name because she now fears deportation. Sitting in her tidy living room, she feels a sense of pride about what she's achieved. She has an apartment, a job, and she's able to access the HIV treatment and gender-affirming care that she needs. But her journey hasn't been easy. Back in Venezuela, her life was hard. She remembers being beaten terribly when she was 8 years old. Her mom had just found a letter she wrote to a boy marked with lipstick kisses. She was sent to therapy, and her brother abused her physically and verbally because she was trans, forcing her to leave her home and move in with relatives when she was 13. She began to transition a few years later, letting her hair grow, dressing like a woman. She says, I had my breast implants when I was 25. But as the Venezuelan economy collapsed, she also experienced more violence. She was harassed on the streets, men threw bottles and rocks at her at times on her way home. She says she was almost raped once. So then she tried her luck in Colombia and Peru. After facing similar discrimination, she embarked on a journey to the United States, crossing the Darien Gap. And she waited in Mexico for an appointment with U.S. Immigration at the border. She almost missed that appointment because the U.S. Immigration officer called her by her birth name. She says they were confused because her documents show a male name. Tere made it across the border. She was among the more than 50,000 migrants who were flown or bused to Chicago from Texas. She lived in a couple mixed-gender migrant shelters where she says she faced discrimination. She was denied access to the woman's bathroom at times and had to wait until the evening to shower. One time, I was going to the woman's bathroom and a staffer told me I shouldn't be there. I said, don't you see that I'm a female? And she said, no, you should go to the men's bathroom. I said, oh, okay. But I still went to the woman's bathroom. I came out and I reported her. Once she landed a cleaning job and moved into her apartment with a 3-month rent voucher, life seemed to be going in the direction she always wanted. Everything I have, it's been with a lot of effort. In her free time, she goes out for ice cream. On Sundays, she likes going to church. But lately, she's been feeling more anxiety. Tere says she came to the U.S. to start a new life. She thought human rights were protected here. Many asylum seekers like Tere have been arrested and detained. And the president has also cut federal funding for healthcare programs. And she worries about losing her health insurance. For now, she's taking one day at a time. Trying to go unnoticed on the streets, she feels really lonely. But she's hoping that she can enjoy her beautiful, tidy living room for as long as she can. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.
Weather for today, hot, thunderstorms and rain showers throughout the afternoon, highs in the 90s. Tonight, cloudy with more rain on and off in the early evening, low near 70. Tomorrow, sun and clouds with a slight chance of rain, high near 86. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.